It is on record, yes, Parliament passed a resolution to the effect that the execution of the contract between the Republic of Uganda and True Oil should be delayed until the matter is resolved. So it is, comes as a surprise to us that the president, who is supposed to implement a resolution of Parliament, is turning around to say, well, he's not going to respect it. That tells volumes on the status of the, on the state of affairs of the rule of law in this country, how the president, who took an oath to uphold the constitution, to defend the institutions of government and all decisions taken, how he can blatantly come out to say, to hell with a decision of parliament. As I said, it tells volumes on the state of the rule of law in this country and constitutionalism.
But there are checks and balances. He has his power, parliament has his power. So what is the problem here?
Well, as the chief executive, he knows he has no powers to veto a decision of parliament. Yes, when it is a bill passed, he can have a second opinion, or rather force parliament to have a second opinion on it. He can refer it back to parliament. But once it is a resolution of parliament on a particular matter, the executive has no choice but to implement the same. Now, here we are, a resolution was taken. The president is just saying we shall not enforce it. We are not going to respect it.
But one of his reasons is that it weakens the negotiating power of Uganda with these companies. And basically, Uganda will lose out. Don't you think that is reasonable enough?
But in the wisdom of parliament, all those issues were considered at the time of passing this resolution. And if indeed the president had his own views about this and he wanted parliament to appreciate that point, he has the whole cabinet in the house. Unlike in other democracies where the executive is not so much represented in the house, here we have all the entire cabinet sitting in the parliament. They are the forefront. For heaven's sake, why didn't the lead of government business present the same views? If he did, and they were rejected. So he has no choice. The president, just like his entire cabinet, is answerable to parliament. So once parliament has passed a resolution, it's a body which represents the wishes and interests of the people. So even if the president feels so much about the negotiating powers, the kind of interests of the country, and the likely opportunities we are about to lose, once parliament has pronounced his reform matter, it's a body which represents the interests and the wishes of the people. He has to respect it.
Some people have said that parliamentary resolutions are not necessarily binding on the executive branch of Uganda's government.
That's a matter for debate, but the mechanisms provided within the constitution is that parliament, when we talk about the doctrine of separation of powers, when parliament takes a decision, the executive arm has to comply. I'm yet to be educated on the provision in the law which says that the resolutions of parliament are just advisory to the executive. That's not the case. Otherwise, parliament would just be rendered to be like a board which is there to advise the cabinet. That when they make a position, the cabinet is free to take it or not. That's not the case.
What would be the next line of action for parliament now that you said the president has blatantly refused to abide by your resolution?
It's a very big test indeed to the 9th parliament right now, whether it is going to stand the test of time, whether it's going to behave like its predecessor, the 8th parliament, just to be a mere rubber stamp, or a smaller department under the head of state. If indeed this parliament is to stand its ground, we have to be resolute in the decision that was taken and call the president to order. If he refuses, there are also mechanisms of impeaching the president, because the constitution says once the president breaches the constitution or defies particular resolutions of parliament, he can be impeached. So all these options are there to be explored. So it's a very big test, particularly to the ruling party MPs, who are the majority in the House, if they are going to be whipped in the caucus to say, yes, the president is right, parliament was wrong, then they would have abdicated their obligations. And in the end, parliament will be rendered useless. And that will mark the end of democracy in our country.
No, but you know, the ruling party has the majority in power, so talking about impeachment will not necessarily hold in this case.
Yeah, I know it's really more an academic matter, but it's provided for in the Constitution as the last option, the recourse you can have in situations where the president is so defiant and he's stubborn and obstinate in matters of state affairs. So that's the only option you have when the president goes to that extent. So it's up to the ruling party to tell us whether actually it's a matter which is academic, that it's there in the Constitution, but it can't be invoked.